Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, at TainOfTheFan.com, the Odyssey app, or places that rhyme with basketballify. And without further ado, we turn it over. We have Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings coming on the program to talk a little Blazer draft. And Tyler, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's always a joy to this time of the year with the draft getting crazy, and thank you guys for having me on. I always enjoy this one.
Yeah, do you ever get worried that people only like you because we're 25 days away from the draft?
You know what? It's just so busy this time of the year. It doesn't really set in until probably months after, but now that you're bringing it to me, yeah, probably the anxiety will kick in a little bit. But It's fun. It's a fun time for everyone to get excited. I kind of feed off that energy because I'm like, yeah, let's talk basketball. Well, no better way.
Tyler, obviously the Blazers, they fall back in draft position back to 11. We have the weirdness that happens on lottery night with the top three being the most cursed top three in NBA history, and how that thing's going to shake things out. When you look at this Blazers team and you look at this roster, they have so much young depth already. When you're trying to see, you know, project the board, and you guys at No Ceilings, you guys just put out your latest big mock. When you guys look at the Blazers in that range, who do you think is the best player available, and is that best player available the best fit?
It's tough for a team like Portland, which, you know, I watched a lot of their games this year because it's just one of those things where you like to watch the young teams that are kind of building through the draft, and it's like, okay, what direction could they go in? And Portland's quickly putting so many impressive pieces together. You know, they found gold with Timon and Kamara. They've got a lot of intriguing guys that I think are also ready to take that next step this year. So it gets tough with a team like that when you're projecting them in the draft because, you know, obviously we could say they can go best player available, but at some point when you keep kind of doubling down on that, do you try to also kind of look at like, hey, what does the roster need a little bit? Now, I'm always a big believer of like, hey, trust your board, and if it's the best player available by far and it just happens to be a position you're pretty deep at, I still think you go with their talent. But Portland, I think, is really close to kind of taking that next leap. I thought, you know, last year they really showed some stuff of a young team on the rise. And I think this is going to be a big year for them. And I think that's why this pick's going to be so interesting. So, you know, a name to kind of throw out that is a really popular name right now. But I think Carter Bryant would be a really interesting fit with this Blazers team just because of the athleticism. You pair him with, you know, someone like Scoot and Shaedon Sharpe on the perimeter. That's really fun in transition. And then Carter just kind of, you know, matured pretty quickly this year when it came to, like, figuring out how to make an impact without, you know, being the go-to bucket guy. So I think he's one of the better defensive wings in this class. So you're even talking about, you know, putting him with Simone Kamara. I mean, Carter's just one of the most popular names right now. So I think that would be a name that it would be like an upside swing for me, but also like a really good fit with a team like the Blazers that are kind of starting to build some nastiness defensively.
For those that aren't intimately familiar with the draft, the profiles and a guy like Carter Bryant, who traditionally would have been somebody people would have seen come through here more regularly in the Pac-12 era, but I don't like necessarily doing direct comps, but when you're talking about a guy somebody might recognize, who does Carter Bryant kind of remind you of when he comes in the league, and who could he ultimately kind of project as?
Yeah, he's a fun one. You know, a lot of us in those feelings, we've been trying to kind of talk about like who he reminds us of, and it's just one of those things where this year coming into the freshman, I'd seen him the last couple of years, and he's put on a ton of weight, a ton of muscle. All the intel checks out. You hear a lot of good stuff about him when it comes to his work ethic, his character, his interviews I've heard have been fantastic. So projecting him, I think he's got a lot more offensive upside than he shows. But like OG Anunoby, you know, who's with the Knicks right now, has been a popular name a lot of our guys have thrown around. I have weird vibes. I kind of see like a little bit of like a Shane Battier with some crazy athleticism. Just kind of starting out, which is, you know, you're saying picking that in the 11th, spot, you might be like, well, but it's like, hey, if you get a guy playing, you know, 13 plus years in the NBA with athleticism, you'd sign up for that right away. So I also think like another Arizona Wildcat, but like he's like Andre Iguodala a little bit. He doesn't have the handles. That's what kind of needs to be worked on with his game. Iguodala is much better like playmaker and ball handler, but much better shooter than Iggy was. So kind of a little bit of vibes in there, but you think about it and you're like, hey, those are three pretty good names to have around. So it's one of those players that's the big upside swing that if you look at his stats, you'd probably be like, why didn't he play more? And I think a lot of scouts were asking that question this year, like, hey, why is he playing more? But it was a veteran roster, and he found a way to make an impact. He was playing a lot towards the end of the year.
Tyler Rucker joins us from No Ceilings. We're talking NBA draft here. I love that you mentioned that the Blazers might be in a point where they feel like one more guy can make it happen. I think we kind of all assume that 1, 2, and 3 go the way we think. Could you by chance see the Blazers make a move and jump up in this draft to see if there is that missing piece that's more in like the 6 or 7 range? Or do you think they'll be happy staying at 11?
You know, it's one of those things with, especially with Portland, I feel like every time we do a mock draft, myself included, I feel like you get to them and you're just kind of a headache, but gosh, they could go in any direction here. So I do think if you want, there's a little bit of a drop off after that 6-7 spot. Now we don't know what teams like Washington, New Orleans are. They might be willing to move back and get, you know, a bunch of future capital. And I'm a big believer of like, hey, if you have a guy you're in love with, go get your guy. So it wouldn't shock me if Portland's a team that says, hey, we're going to move up. We think this is the last piece we need at the puzzle to really have that foundation moving forward. Months ago, if you asked me about Colin Knipple, I thought it would be a dream fit for the Trailblazers. And I don't know if he's going to be there on the board still. So
he is not.
Maybe they could move up a little spot. So, but it gets really interesting. I'm also curious to see if they can maybe try to double down on like maybe they try to trade out. Maybe they try to get a veteran. Like they struck gold with the Denny Avdia deal. Maybe you can scan the market and or find that again. So they're in a great spot because this is a really deep guard draft, but there's a run there in that lottery where there's a lot of teams that don't need a guard. So they could also, you know, talk to some teams and be like, hey, well, if you want to come up and get your guard, give us a vet. Let us get another piece. So they're in a good spot. I know it's never fun to hear that when you're a Trailblazers fan. You're like, we're picking 11th, but they're in a good leverage opportunity, I think, with a lot of teams trying to come up, or they could try to see if they can get up themselves.
You know, the NBA draft is always very interesting because we'll undoubtedly somebody will go in a position where we kind of go, well, that's interesting. The one that really jumps to my mind was when Cam Johnson went, 14 picks before anybody really thought he had a chance. I know particularly the Blazers had Cam Johnson on their board and they ended up taking Nasir Little in that draft because they're like, oh, crap, Cam Johnson's gone. And a bunch of teams had to scramble. You know, you hear names like Cedric Coward, Rashear Fleming's a guy who's got a lot of juice around him. Neat Clifford is a guy you and I, who at Colorado State, love. Who are some names that Trailblazers fans should watch, whether it's picking at 11 or, let's say, they like you mentioned, they move back because the Nets have, like, what, five of the top 36 picks. You know, do the Blazers trade back and get, you know, two ones and somebody else or something along those lines? Whatever machination. Who are some names you could see that kind of fly up a board and can kind of throw a wrench in, you know, everyone's mocks?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those years in which I think there's a lot of those names. You ask around the league right now, and you kind of get a different answer about each player. Like, some teams are like, I could see him going lottery. Some are like, ah, probably late first. But, and you get those each year, but this year it just seems there's such a variance with a lot of these names. Like, Danny Wolfe is kind of, I keep joking, I'm saying he's the joker in the deck of the whole draft. Like, I think some teams think, like, hey, he could go early because it's just one of those eye of the beholder players. Mm-hmm. 7-foot big man with guard skills. Wouldn't shock me if he goes in the 20s. Wouldn't shock me if he's going, you know, top 15, just because I think one team might look at him and be like, this is such a unique player. It could give us a fun wrinkle. I think Noah Essengay has been a popular name right now. The Blazers obviously play, you know, Ratio Farm-Olm in the preseason, so they know about him plenty, but he's just had a great end of the year. He's kind of the upside swing. When I had asked around the league, I had a scout was like, someone's taking him top 12. They're just like, I'm convinced someone's going to swing on him. So I think he's maybe the one that could throw a little bit of a wrench to some, but I think that's where you're getting the upside swing type of players that could really climb. And then, you know, if Portland moves back, hypothetically, I'm just a big Nick Clifford fan. I think he's one of those really high floor players that's just going to find a way to make an impact in a number of different ways. And you can play him in, you know, a couple different, you know, rotation variants. And so Cedric Howard's also another one. That was a good shout. A lot of teams right now are like, hey, I have him here. I think I'm too low, you know, so it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of names that, some people are thinking, hey, they're going to shock the public. The public's not ready because they're going to go much earlier than people think.
Tyler, we'll get you out on this. We'll let you have a little bit of fun. How many games can the Pacers win in the NBA Finals?
Oh, gosh. Two?
Two?
Two. I think they'll get two. You know, it's so funny to think about, but like when you kind of look at it, I think they might match up pretty well, both teams. It should be a fun series. I know the NBA is probably pumped about the ratings, but I think it's going to be a really fun series. It's also pretty cool because it's two teams that have, you know, in so many ways built through the draft or tried to kind of find some pieces that, you know, second team opportunities. So for me, I geek out on that stuff because there's a lot of teams, I think, that are taking a page out of teams like OKC right now. I think the Blazers are one of them. I think the Blazers are like, hey, let's keep hitting on the draft. We don't got to hit home runs. We got to just keep hitting singles and doubles and triples, and all of a sudden you're going to look up and have a really deep roster.
That is Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings. Go check out the page and see what it's all about. We thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.